Brewers looking to sweep the Rays. A pitcher's duel in Tampa between Jimmy Nelson and Chris Archer. We pick up the action with a little defense in the top of the fourth.
This one struck into left, and it's going to be caught by Dickerson. Did he catch it on the fly? He did, says Gabe Morales. And that is strike three.
You got to be able to make all those plays, and that was, you talk about being overmatched in an at-bat.
Yeah, that was quick work. The slider ended the at-bat. The Brewers swing and a miss. Well, a strikeout on the fastball. Archer strikes out the side to run his total to five. There's a shot, deep to left. Dickerson's going to run out of room. And Arcia has belted a 2-1 pitch out of here. And that's going to tie this game. Turned on a fastball.
I'll tell you what, the Rays not going to be too sad when Orlando Arcia runs out of this building. He has been a thorn to this team.
And a fastball by him. Went up with a fastball for the strikeout. And a cut to miss. Big strikeout for Nelson on the curveball, hard curve. And a shot deep into left, and the Rays have a walk-off. Steven Susan Jr. Rays win it. It's a 2-1 final. Rays celebrated the plate. Runs have been difficult to find, and they found the big one on one swing of the bat by Steven Souza Jr.
Here's Rays skipper Kevin Cash after the win.
Well, that was fun and needed. it's getting exhausting there. My gosh, I was about to fall asleep the last 3 days. But you know what? Credit our pitchers. Just an outstanding job. But really, all three of our starters did everything they could to keep us in the ball game. I know we came up short, only won the final game, but the final game meant a lot to us. Their pitchers, that might have been the best run of starting pitching and relief that we've seen all year, consecutively. So they made it really challenging. But like the way the guys just, you know, continue to kind of grind through it. There was nothing going on. But we found a way to get Souza to the plate there at the end and get the big hit that we needed. We got a bunch of guys that are going to strike out. We know that going into a series, into a game, whatever it is. We've got guys that are capable of striking out. Saying that, the trade-off's pretty good when you got guys that can hit two irons out of the ballpark like he did today. It's really nice when you see them play a huge role in us to winning games. And you saw it with Hetch, and then you also saw it with Jennings and Cishek coming in there. So Hetch, we know we're going to get elite defense, and that's what he's provided since the day he's put on a Rays uniform.
Steven Souza Jr. slugged his first career walk-off homer as the Rays beat the Brewers in dramatic fashion on Sunday. Here's Souza Jr. reacting to his performance.
It was unfortunate the way our offense came out this series. Our pitchers pitched so good, and we weren't going to let them sweep them at our house. It was just amazing to come through for our team right there. It was big. It was big. We needed this, especially the way, like I said, our pitchers did this. To come through was so great. I'm so thankful.
Well, congratulations on the walk-off, the first Rays walk-off home run since 2014. How about that?
That's great. I'm glad.
Up next, the Rays return to action Tuesday to take on the Red Sox.